Welcome back to the show, guys. It is the Underdog Sports Podcast. I am your host, Michael Terrazas. We are back at it with another episode for you guys today on Thursday, May 21st, I believe. And it is one good positive week. There have been some positive developments within the NFL. And, you know, we got a lot of, you know, we got rule change proposals. We have facilities starting to open up a little bit and all that good stuff. Tampa Bay Buccaneers have returned to some OTA practices I've seen. So it's looking positive. It's looking positive. So, you know, hope everybody is doing well. Hope everybody is staying healthy, being smart, practicing good hygiene, all that good stuff. All right. So, getting started here, guys, you know, Colts opened up their facilities, okay? They opened them up, I believe, on Tuesday. They had, now this, it's a requirement to open up your facility. Every team has got to go through it. Every team has got to complete a course. I believe it's called the CIC, Club Infection Control. It's made by Dr. Sills, the NFL doctor, the infection doctor, and it's a training program that every club has got to go through. If they complete that, then they can open up their facilities. Colts were one of four teams that opened on Tuesday. Now, the players, I believe, have not returned, but that will be coming in the coming weeks, I believe. It's just to get the doors back open, sanitize everything, all that good stuff. It's big. It's big in the development in having an NFL season. If I had to bet on it, I would bet that there will be no fans in these games. But hopefully we're still able to have football. Hopefully, you know, all these guys are practicing their hygiene. You know, the Colts are taking extreme measures and sanitizing everything in their complex. All that stuff, you know, all the stuff that goes along with this COVID-19 stuff going on. So that's where we are in terms of opening up. There haven't been any new developments. The coaches still haven't gotten their hands on some players, but it's development. So let's get into a few things that have developed. You know, there's been a couple of interviews with, you know, Frank Reich, T.Y. Hilton, Ryan Kelly, all this good stuff, lots of stuff to get into. So opening up, you know, we've been wondering, it's been a little bit of a difficult factor when it comes to having rookie minicamp. All these rookies coming in, the Colts, they've had 8 days to go with the rookies. Now, this is a crucial time because it's the rookies. You want to get your hands on them. You want to get up close and personal, get them caught up to where the vets are, study their playbook, study the routes, you know, all this stuff that all these rookies have got to go with. The Colts have had 8 days with the rookies. The vets have had about a week, according to Frank Reich, a week of vacation time because of their time spent with the rookies, the coaches. So one of the problems that comes up with coming into this OTA period with the rookies, it's what I said. It's getting up close and personal. You know, they miss being one-on-one with the players, but one thing they are doing is giving them, I guess you could say, what Frank Reich called it, the drill of the day, which is, you know, they're doing the best they can. The drill of the day is what he calls it. They send it out to their players, and their players, they record them doing the drill. And then with each player, they critique what they can do to get better. It's definitely a longer process. I can't imagine how much of a longer process this is for the coaches. It's definitely a longer process. They have about 90 players to work with. 90 players. And they have to critique everyone, look at every video, and critique each one. It's definitely a more frustrating and difficult part of this period with not being able to be up close and personal, but make no doubt about it, guys. The Colts are not making excuses. Frank Reich and Chris Ballard are not making excuses, and they're getting it done with these rookies. So that has taken care of itself. Speaking on Philip Rivers, you know, he was asked about what it was like in that negotiation period with Philip Rivers. You know, it's been reported that the offensive line was what sold him on the Indianapolis Colts. And that doesn't surprise me. Philip Rivers has struggled with the Chargers when it came to an offensive line for a little bit now. I believe it's been like 2 years. And he wants a stable, strong offensive line. One of the best offensive lines in the NFL. He doesn't want to get hit anymore. He wants to stay upright. He wants his jersey to stay clean. And, you know, it was a good decision on his part. You know, just wanting to stay healthy, avoid injury, stay safe as possible, and be behind one of the best lines in football. Can Philip Rivers be a mainstay in Indianapolis for the next 2-3 years? Maybe. Frank Reich believes, you know, Rivers is capable of multiple years with the Colts. Now, do I think he's capable of, you know, being a multi-year player for the Colts? If I'm being honest with you guys, I'm kind of a little bit more comfortable right now with it being a one-year basis. We'd have to start the season. I gotta, you know, watch him, watch the tape and everything and see how he performs in this offense, behind this offensive line with these new added weapons coming back. And it's really a matter of just getting to the season and seeing where you're at with Philip Rivers. If he stays healthy, then I definitely think if he produces, I definitely think that he can be a multi-year quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. It pushes Jacob Eason's development a little bit further, but you would know what you have at quarterback. Jacob Eason continues to get better. He'll continue to develop and learn behind Philip Rivers. And, you know, the Colts could possibly be in good hands. It will just be about cleaning up the interceptions and what he's able to do on the field. When it comes to Jacob Eason, this is where, you know, people ask where the development is. And Frank Reich spoke about it. What's so important about getting your hands, especially when you have a rookie quarterback, Frank Reich would love, and he spent extra time with Jacob Eason. When you're able to do what you do in person, on the field, in practice, you're able to, you know, Frank Reich described it as you're looking at not everything, but you're looking at 3 or 4 pieces on the defense that's letting you know what coverage they're in, what blitz that is coming, you know, things like that. It's stuff that's easier to tell your rookie rather than being on a video call and saying, okay, you see that, you see this. It's just better, you know. It's a difficult time to explain it because it's just better to be right there side by side with the player and look at tape together, break down tape together, go in practice, you know, do whatever you need to do, work on getting the ball out quicker. All of that has to do because it's easier for the rookie quarterback. Instead of packing all this stuff in your head and trying to make a play, only focus on 3 or 4 elements going on in that defense to make your decision and to get the ball out quicker or make the better decision with the play. That is the biggest thing for Jacob Eason right now. I truly trust Frank Reich in what he's doing. I truly trust him in how he's teaching Jacob Eason. It's going to be, if I'm being honest, guys, the rookies, these players, they need to get on the field ASAP because you're bringing a lot of new players in. You got to get some camaraderie in there. You got to get chemistry in there. You got to get guys on the same page with each other. And these rookies, these new guys, they got to get comfortable with this system, with this playbook, with everything the Colts want to do. So that's a little news on Jacob Eason because, you know, everyone has eyes on him. Everyone has eyes on him because he's looked at as possibly the next Colts quarterback. So we'll continue to look at how the development of Jacob Eason continues. On to the defense, we had a little bit of stuff on Matt Eberflus. Now, it's not a lot of stuff. You know, it was asked about maybe is there a defensive scheme change coming? Because, you know, we all know they're in the Tampa 2, and that's a little bit of an outdated scheme because everybody, you know, they're airing the ball out all over the field and everything. And Reich was asked about Eberflus's ability to evolve because we saw last year in, you know, in year one, we saw a lot of zone. It worked sometimes and then it didn't. Last year, we saw Matt Eberflus was able to evolve. He went into a little bit more man. He went into a little bit more, you know, press man. And with this year, you know, me personally, I would probably want to get away from the Tampa 2. But, you know, adding DeForest Buckner, adding Xavier Rhodes, that kind of tells you that the Colts are sticking with the Tampa 2. They've added the pieces they think will get them far, that will help this defense, that will change this defense dramatically. And I would probably want to turn away from this defense, from this Tampa 2. I think, you know, Eberflus's ability to evolve, when you had Rocky Sin, you saw that he was a little bit better in man. Even Kari Willis looked really good in man, whether it was covering the slot receiver, covering the running back coming out of the backfield. Kari Willis just made plays. And when Eberflus saw the talent he has on defense, you know, you see rangy guys, Darius Leonard, Bobby Okereke, Rakia Sin, Kenny Moore. When you have those guys who are athletic, they're long, I think you can allow them to play in man a little bit more. I would love to see a lot of man this year. Now, when it comes to Xavier Rhodes, there is that, you know, hip injury. You know, can he get that hit to 100%? That's kind of, when you're a corner, the hip is everything. Let's just say that. That's why Xavier Rhodes has struggled a little bit in man coverage. When it came to zone, I think he can be better in zone than he is in man, but he needs to get healthy. If he, you know, the Colts want him to return to that 2017 All-Pro level. And if he's going to do that, that injury needs to get healed. That hip needs to get resolved. It has to. And this time away, we know he's working out with Kenny Moore. We know he's working out with Anthony Walker. You know, guys like that. And it's pivotal to the defense. I'm really curious to see how Matt Eberflus is going to use the secondary. You have Xavier Rhodes, who, you know his situation, an injury, you know what he's capable of. He's been there, done that, but he's had a downfall. You have Kenny Moore. Possibly Chris Ballard calls him the best slot receiver in football. Then you have Rocky Sin, who you're expecting big things from. How are you going to use these corners? That's going to be very telling this year because I've spoken on the secondary group before, and man, it's going to be tricky. You know what you have in Kenny Moore. You're hoping Rocky Sin elevates himself even further. And with Xavier Rhodes, you know, injury, Marvell Tell, he's still developing. I actually like myself some Marvell Tell. Then you have a rookie in Isaiah Rodgers. Isaiah Rodgers, I think he's pretty good in the slot, pretty good in zone. Marvell Tell, I think he can be good in both situations. When it came to, you know, you saw at the end of the season where the Colts just misfired on all cylinders, whether if it was offense, defense, everywhere. Part of that had a lot to do with, you know, stamina loss, you know, injuries. The Colts were just suffering injuries, and there was a lot of miscommunication. And that's one thing that I think Matt Eberflus has been big on. Getting healthier and getting better stamina. You know, when you get into the latter half of the schedule, that's where you need to go. And in 2020, that is where the Colts are going to need to be. Facing six AFC opponents, that's going to be crucial. 6 AFC opponents, 4 divisional opponents. The stamina is going to have to be there. The health is going to have to be there. It has to. Currently on injuries, Paris Campbell has been 100%. T.Y. Hilton has been 100%. Kamoko Touré, he's been progressing. He's been coming in, getting treatment and everything. Frank Reich is actually pretty comfortable, and he feels good where Kamoko Touré is at in his rehab. The Colts are expecting a lot of things from Kamoko Touré. You know, he probably the best speed rusher on the team, and he's expected to perform this year. So on the injury front, that's where it is. Ryan Kelly, moving on to him. He spoke a little bit about the team and everything. Anthony Costanza coming back. Obviously, he was going to be in his ear. He was going to be in Anthony Costanzo's ear no matter what, whether if he was going to resign or retire. He and like much of the rest of the offensive line, they were in his ear, asking him to come back and everything. That's always good. Now, the biggest thing from this interview to take away is that Ryan Kelly's agent has now discussed contract extensions with Chris Ballard. That is big. That's big because Ryan Kelly, I believe, is a top 3 center in this league, possibly top 2. You need him. You have lots of leaders on this offensive line. You have your Anthony Costanzo. You have your Quentin Nelson. You have your Ryan Kelly. Ryan Kelly has to stay. He needs to stay. He is just such a big leader in that offensive line. And he's just so good at his job. I think it is very smart. Chris Ballard locks up Ryan Kelly long-term before training camp. I think it's smart. If not before training camp, before the start of the season. Because if you're going to get better, if you want to have that mainstay on the offensive line, Ryan Kelly's 27 years old. You can have him for the next 5 years. You can. He is strong. Of course, he wants to get more healthy. He's had some nicks and bruises, still dealing with a little bit of nicks and bruises, but that's expected when you're a center and you're just in the trenches every play. It is smart for Chris Ballard to go into to enter negotiations with Ryan Kelly. Smart. I mean, when it comes to the offensive line, guys, I'm pretty hyped about it. I really am. And plus, we added Danny Pinter in the draft. Moving on a little bit here, and it's not going to be a long show today, guys. It's not going to be a long show. Not a lot has been happening, but, you know, trying to get out some content for you guys. The next question was about T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton came on, and, you know, I'm going to go ahead and just address it now with the whole contract thing and everything. T.Y. Hilton deserves to get another contract. I know he's dealt with some injuries the past 2 years. I know he's been in and out of the lineup, but I think he's just everything Chris Ballard wants in an Indianapolis Colt. He could have laid it down, but he's just a warrior. He has gone out on the field and played his tail off day in and day out. He sacrifices himself. He is the toughest guy on the team. Proving it day in and day out. He wants to finish his career as a Colt, and he has said his next contract will be his last. He will hang it up. Now, he wants to focus on getting healthy, and ever since the end of the season, since the season has ended, he has been 100%. That's a good sign. You know, he wants to be on top of his game. He wants to get back in. He wants to establish a chemistry with Phillip Rivers. So all that is big. Talking on T.Y. Hilton here. This is a big year. It is. And I don't think it should be labeled as 100% that T.Y. Hilton will be re-signed after 2020. Being healthy is the biggest part of this season. That's going to be the biggest part. No doubt about it. I mean, he's just a Colt for life. He's a Colt for life. Talking about T.Y. Hilton, man, I really didn't know a lot about him coming into the NFL. You know, I know he was from Florida International, and I looked at it. I'm just like, T.Y. Hilton. I mean, he looks like he could be a slot guy, but he's just been everything more for the Colts. He's been a top 10 wide receiver. He's produced every year. This season is going to be about health and his production. We know he's a deep threat guy. He can run every route in the playbook. He can beat a defense at every level of the field. Adding new weapons, you know, you got the running game. You got Michael Pittman Jr., Paris Campbell. He's going to be 100%. Hopefully the injuries are behind him. T.Y. Hilton is poised for a breakout year. Not a breakout year, but a phenomenal year. Now, let's say he has a phenomenal year. What would that next and last contract look like? I think you're looking at a 3 or 4 year deal, if I'm being honest with you. A 3 or 4 year deal. Because when you look at it, T.Y. Hilton probably in the next 2 years might not be your number one guy anymore. That could be Michael Pittman Jr., which a lot of people are expecting him to be that. You got Paris Campbell. You have Zach Pascal. So as T.Y. Hilton gets older, the Colts aren't going to ask too much of him. The offense, smartly, I think, should turn to Michael Pittman, Paris Campbell, guys who can break the game open. But make no doubt about it that T.Y. Hilton is still going to be Mr. Reliable. He's still going to be that for the Colts. Whether Phillip Rivers is going to be under center or Jacob Eason is going to be under center. Getting in the door, getting in the facility and mentoring, continuing to mentor Paris Campbell and Michael Pittman Jr., that is going to be big. That is going to be big because Reggie Wayne, you know, Marvin Harrison taught Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne taught T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton is going to teach Zach Pascal, Paris Campbell, Michael Pittman Jr. It's going to be intriguing to see where things lead up to, guys. It's going to be intriguing to see where things lead up to. With this whole COVID-19 going on, will there be training camp? Will there be football? I think by mid-June, we'll know where we're at. I know for college football, they have a deadline, and they need to know where they're at. So for the NFL, I know they're probably talking about it. They need to know where they're at probably by mid-June. That's my estimation of it. So other than that, guys, I really don't have a lot more for you. You know, for next week, I'm actually going to have a lot more for you. For this episode, I just wanted it to be an update on the Colts, you know, on the NFL, just all that good stuff. Next week, we're actually going to have some pretty good questions on there for you. So I believe, you know, I just wanted this, episode to be short, to be sweet. You know, I know you guys have a Memorial weekend going on. Whenever you're listening to this, guys, I want it to be short for you guys. You know, get back to doing what y'all do when it comes to work, family time, you know, spending time with your kids, your pets, anything like that, guys. So don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple iTunes. Follow me on Twitter at UnderdogSports4. I am looking to get a couple more players like I did with Ben Banigou on. I'm looking to get a couple more guys on, hopefully a Jonathan Taylor, a Zach Pascal, a Kari Willis, you know, some guys I'm looking at. So I'm not making any promises, but I am telling you that I'm looking to have more guests on, okay? So guys, stay blessed. Have a great Memorial weekend, guys. Spend time with your family. Enjoy it. Just I just pray for safety over all you guys, all right? I just pray for you guys, y'all's families, y'all's situations, y'all's work, everything, guys. I know it's some scary times, difficult times. You know, we don't know if things are ever going to go back to normal. But guys, all I know is that, you know, just continue to pray. God loves us. He loves us all. And he'll always protect us. You know, as long as we're connected to him, you know, I believe he will protect us. So guys, I just pray and I ask you guys, be smart this weekend. I know some of you, it may be a time where y'all haven't been able to get out, but Memorial Weekend, y'all may go out, you know, pool, lake, bar, whatever, guys. Just be safe. That's all I ask of you guys. You know, just stay connected, stay blessed, stay safe. Go Colts. And until next time, guys, y'all take care of yourselves.